Hello, everybody. This is Burt Middleton, the Galaxy Killer. I want to thank everyone for being on the call tonight. I know we've got a few people here who are ready to talk about, I hope they're ready to talk about, their experience with how the gout may be caused by what shoes you're wearing. And I've got some good information to add to all of that. So I titled this one, exactly how did I say this? I'm not in front of my computer at the moment, but I am now, and I titled this, Are the Shoes You're Wearing Giving You Gout? And so that's kind of an interesting topic for all of us who get gout. And first of all, what I've been starting to think of is I probably should do a disclaimer, and I'll probably get a little more formalized about doing this as the calls go on week by week and the Google Hangouts as well. But just to give a disclaimer, anything that you hear here tonight is for informational purposes only. It's not, I'm not putting it out there to diagnose, treat, or circumvent the direction of your doctor. This is all just for informational purposes only. So just jumping right into the whole idea, are your shoes giving you gout? You know, that's something that I've never really given that much attention and thought to, but I do remember times, and you know, now that we're talking about it, I don't know why I haven't considered this as much and made as big a deal out of it over all these years as I probably should, so I think I'm going to in the future here, in the near future. But I do remember wearing my five-finger shoes, you know, those shoes with the toes that are real lightweight, kind of barefoot-style running shoe things with the, they call them five fingers. Well, I remember going for a really, really, really long walk in those, and it seems as though I couldn't tell if I was just, if I had just like hurt my foot from just walking so far in those really lightweight shoes, or if it was a gout attack. But at any rate, as I always tell everybody else, I didn't wait around to find out if it was going to be a gout attack or not, if it was going to turn into one. I jumped on the kill gout formula right away, and I swatted it down. And so, you know, it may have been the early, you know, that scary, fearful time of, oh, no, here it comes again. So anyway, and that's what I hope you do every time you think, you just even think it might be a gout attack. I want you to get on the kill gout formula. But also, something that I realized is over all the years, there were times that I was all freaked out that it was going to be a really deep snow day, a really deep powder day up on the mountain, and I was always afraid I was going to wake up with a gout attack and I wouldn't be able to get my ski boots on and be the best day of the year. And so I was fortunate that, you know, that almost happened a couple times. What I always did was I just made sure I got my ski boot on before the gout attack hit. That way I wouldn't miss out on anything. But there were times when it seemed like the next day I did get a gout attack from having my feet stuck in those tight boots, flexing and, you know, really working my feet over. But there are a couple of things that I want to add to this. You know, and I hope there are other people out there that are, you know, I hope you're out there, you want to jump on, you want to tell your story about whether or not you think you've got gout attacks because of the shoes that you're wearing. But recently I moved my office in with a health and wellness center. They're called Keystone Health and Wellness here in the south part of Denver in Centennial. And so I've had a lot of interaction with the chiropractors there, and they work with a specific type of chiropractic treatment called advanced biostructural correction, and it's ABC for short. And I didn't know it, but there are like over 300 different kinds of chiropractic techniques out there. Most of them are designed, evidently, to just kind of move bones around and relieve pain, but they don't necessarily correct alignment and posture. However, there are a few that do. ABC is one of them. And what is so funny is that everything from your neck down, your cervical spine, into your thoracic spine, into your lumbar spine, into your hips, into your knees, into your ankles, into your feet, if things aren't in alignment up above, then it has a big bearing by the time it gets all the way down to your feet. But the really crazy thing is that in each of our feet, there are 33 bones in each of our feet. There are more bones in our feet than there are in the rest of our body. So there are all these tiny little bones and joints in there, and that's one of the reasons why gout can attack so severely in the feet, because all of these little joints and all of these little connective tissues and everything. But so it does make sense, and I know a lot of people have reported and talked about how if they've worn the wrong shoes, then gout strikes, and I certainly have a little bit of experience with that myself. And as I said, I'm going to look into it much more deeply. As a matter of fact, next week on the Google Hangout, I got to run over here to my computer and see exactly how I said this one too. I am going to talk more about that whole chiropractic thing, and I titled that Google Hangout, "Could Better Posture Help with Gout?" And there is a lot more to that than just being structurally out of alignment. But kind of getting back into this whole thing of what's going on with our feet, and do the wrong shoes end up causing gout? I think that there is definitely something to that in many different ways. If we're wearing old, worn-out shoes, it's not particularly good for our foot health. If we're wearing flip-flops all the time and they're cheap and they don't really support our feet very well, then that is not good for the health of our feet. I mean, there's a whole specialty in Western medicine called podiatry. You know, you go to a podiatrist. Some people go to a podiatrist for gout. So I think a podiatrist will tell you that there are definitely things going on with the alignment of the bones and the whole connective tissue of the bones that can become stressed, and it can become damaged, and it can become prone to all kinds of almost metabolic problems going on with the synovial fluid and the way things are rubbing and supporting us. And let's face it, our feet support all of us. So the heavier we are, another good reason to watch your weight and watch what you're eating and stay healthy, and just our new supports, the way our bones are being formed and how well our bones break down and regenerate, as well as the connective tissues, all the ligaments, tendons, and cartilage, all of that needs good nutrition. So it does stand to reason that taking care of our foot health, and not only just wearing the right shoes, but how often do you get like a foot massage? How often do you massage your own feet? How often do you soak your feet? How often do you like pull your foot up on your knee and, you know, really kind of give it a good workout, and maybe even use some kind of liniment to heat things up and make sure that your feet are, the circulation to your feet, are you're giving your feet some real TLC so that they're sort of like getting nourished. There's a really important aspect to all of that. So there are two things that I would recommend. I mean, these are the things I try to do. Is I'm kind of a shoe freak. I have lots of pairs of shoes, and I wear them all quite a bit. And the funny thing about it is the shoes, like all my shoes, they look great. Like I never wear my shoes out, but they break down and then I can feel it in my knees, my hips, my back, my neck. I can feel it when the shoes are getting old. But they always still look good. But it's a good thing to do to not wear the same exact pair of shoes every day, and then you wear them every day for 6 months or a year, and they get worn down and broken down, and then your alignment goes off, and it starts to stress your whole body, including your feet. So switching things up by having several different pairs of shoes and making sure they're high quality shoes. And sometimes you want to wear a real heavy kind of a shoe, almost kind of like a boot, or kind of like a hiking shoe or a walking shoe. Dress shoes can hurt your feet a lot. They're stiff, they're hard, they're not particularly well made sometimes, especially if you buy cheaper ones. But just varying of shoes you have, variety in food, variety in exercise, variety in the kind of shoes you wear can be a big help in terms of keeping things going in the right direction, and that right direction meaning away from the gout zone. But I have one little secret weapon that I found. This guy sold me these things at a show, kind of like a trade show. And because he was selling them to all the different people that were vendors at the trade shows, because everybody's complaining of standing too much for 2 or 3 days in a row. And there is a website, and it's called Heavenly Insoles, spelled insoles.net. And these Heavenly Insoles, you got to check these things out. I bought two pairs of them. They claim there's all kinds of science behind it. I don't know if there really is or not. All I know is they seem to be pretty well-made insoles that have like this gel in them, this fluid in them, that when you put them in your shoes and you rock front to back, that gel kind of moves from the back to the front, from the back to the front. They claim they're really, really good for people who have diabetes. They claim that they have really great results from people who are on their feet constantly. And the weirdest thing happens when I wear these things. If I have to stand up a lot and I know I'm going to have to be doing something like that, I put these insoles in whatever shoes. But even when I'm sitting down, somehow it makes my hips feel better, makes my knees feel better. So I don't know. It works for me. Maybe it won't work for you, but it's an idea for you to try. And again, that website is heavenlyinsoles.net. I'm even toying around with the idea as I get my new website up and changed that I'm going to maybe buy some of these things and sell them on my website. Let me know what you think. Anyway, rambling on again. Sorry about that. Who else has a story about getting gout because of wearing the wrong shoes, or questions about it, or comments about it? Feel free to jump in now. Uh-oh, where is everybody? I know there must be questions. I know there must be stories out there. No? Wow, okay. All right. Well, I know there's a few of you out there, so I'll just keep talking. Feel free to jump in if something strikes you. But as usual, I just have a couple of announcements. Next week is going to get a little sketchy for me. I am part of the instructor team for the nutritional therapy consultant course going on. It's the course I took, and now my wife is an assistant instructor, and I'm one of the group leaders for the course. And there is 1 weekend out of the course that we have to travel, although it's a distance learning course. But we have to be in Las Vegas, not this weekend, but the following weekend. So next Wednesday, we will be traveling, and so I'm having to move this call to Tuesday. We're going to move the call to Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. And I realize now that I'm looking at the page on the Gout Killer website called the tab at the top called Gout Killer TV, I need to make a big notice that everything is going to be happening on Tuesday next week. And next week is the week that I do the Google Hangout every other week. So that will be on Tuesday, April 14th. The topic is going to be, could better posture help with gout? It will be at 7 p.m. At 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, the 14th. We will be doing this call, and I haven't decided what the topic is yet, but I appreciate you finding out about it and showing up if it sounds like something you want to jump in on. So that's what's going on next week, and then coming up towards the end of the month, I'm going to be doing the I've got a gout seminar going on. It's at 1 p.m. on Sunday. It only lasts about an hour. That's April 26th, and I do it at the Natural Grocers location, the one that's on Colorado and Evans. And again, Sunday, 1 p.m., April 26th, if you live in the Denver area, it will be great to see your smiling face there. Even if you are having a gout attack, if you're having a gout attack, you should definitely come. So that's what I got going on. Something you might want to check out, too, you might want to check out my Facebook page. There's a really cool thing happening right now called the Homegrown Food Summit. It's all about growing your own food, and that is the direction I'm moving. I'm going to start now that we're down here in Denver and things grow better than they did up in the mountains, although we did pretty good up in the mountains. We are in a little apartment complex down here now for the time being, and we have a really great little community garden here at the apartment. So I'm gonna have the Gout Farm. It's going to be my rendition of a gout farm, an urban gout farm. And also Sharon, the gout wife, now she doesn't want me to call her the gout wife anymore now that she has started her nutritional therapy practice called Gut Level Nutrition. But she is also part of the committee for the Lone Tree Community Garden. That's the city that we live in, Lone Tree, Colorado, and on the south part of Denver. And so we're going to have a couple of plots there as well. So I'm going to grow all kinds of stuff. If you go on my website and you go under the blog tab, you'll see a post that I did about the urban gout farm. What did I call it? I called it the gout farm in the beginning. So I'm going to document as I go along all summer long so you can see how I did it, what I've grown, and what we've done with it, and how we've cooked it, and how we're going to preserve some of the things and make them last into the fall and into the winter. But that's kind of the direction we're going. So this Homegrown Food Summit gives you a lot of good ideas about how to grow your own food at any scale, no matter where you're at. There's really good stuff. Joel Salatin, Sally Fallon, Mike Adams. I mean, there are 30 different people talking for about an hour, and it goes on all this week. So check it out. You can get the link at my Facebook page. You can get the link in the sidebar on my website. Just go check it out. And I'm getting pretty excited. I've engaged another webmaster since I'm not very good at creating websites, but I will have the Gout Killer website will have a whole new look before long. And I'm getting really excited about that. I've been putting more content and getting everything kind of cherried out, but it's going to be easier to use, more information, and just a really great resource for you. So anyway, that's kind of all my announcements, as if that wasn't enough. And going once, going twice, going three times, is there anybody that wants to jump in and talk about how your shoes might be giving you gout. Well, if not, I want to just thank everybody for being on the call tonight, and we'll do this again next week. I hope you can join me, and I'm going to try to get somebody else on here that can tell us more about what is going on with advanced biostructural correction. So I will talk to you soon. Thank you.